Tantor Audio presents The Widow Waltz by Sally Coslow, narrated by Meredith Mitchell. Fortune helps those who dare. Virgil. People are just about as happy as they make up their minds to be. Abraham Lincoln. 1. Benjamin Theodore Silver wasn't the youngest runner at the track, not by 30 years, but he was a quietly humming machine with a rare grace that turned your head. Long legs, fluid movement, a stride that spoke of confidence. Most men his age galumphed around the track, oxen, winded, and hairy. If you passed them, you heard them gasp like a pair of old bellows as they cursed their knees. Ben ran without sound effects, a dancer, barely sweating. His hair was well cut and graying at the sideburns, his jaw still strong. 10 years ago, someone once said he resembled a young Jeremy Irons. He liked that. Today, Ben was wearing broken-in shoes and plain black running clothes. He was opposed to logos, although he made an exception for Apple. Ben looked open and approachable, a man you'd cast in a Cialis commercial, even if he needed no such drug in real life, nor, according to his doctor, statins. Ben Silver took sweet pride in his cholesterol number. He was a guy who knew a little about a lot. If you were a stranger who sat next to him on a flight to, say, New Zealand, where he traveled last year with his family, his conversation wouldn't be too frequent, too dull, or too lengthy. You'd chat about whatever sport was in season, the latest rumble in the Middle East, the play he saw and no one else knew about that would be sold out in 3 weeks.